Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, good afternoon. We've been talking about this big case in front of the Supreme Court about abortion, and I really hate talking about that topic. A lot of people are on hold, and they want to contribute to the conversation. If you're on hold, just stay with us. If you want to be patient and hang on, you can. I'll get back to some of these calls. But again, I really don't like talking about abortion because everybody has already made up their mind. Nobody wants to change their mind. Nobody really wants to listen to the other side. And so it's almost pointless to have the conversation. But since this is such a big case right now before the Supreme Court, you know, I felt like we had to deal with it. And what happens if the Supreme Court rules in favor of this Mississippi law that after 15 weeks, you can't have an abortion? Since that is something that affects society in general, I feel like we do have to talk about it. So we're going to get back to that conversation. A few prominent names were mentioned in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman who's accused of luring in and grooming young underage girls to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein and his friends and clients. Older men were the friends and clients. The pilot of Epstein's plane, the Lolita plane, testified in court yesterday that he was the pilot on flights with Jeffrey Epstein and young girls that included former President Bill Clinton, former President Donald Trump, Prince Andrew of the royal family, and actor Kevin Spacey. I have always talked about, shared with you, my belief that there are a lot of powerful men who are involved in creating a market for sex with underage girls. And these men will do whatever they can to keep themselves from being exposed. One of the things that died with Jeffrey Epstein when he committed suicide or was killed, whichever it was, one thing that died with him was the idea that we will know who some of these men are. And frankly, I don't think these men should be allowed to go through life without being exposed for what they've done. They have paid money to have sex with underage girls. As a man, I find this to be deplorable. I don't understand it, but it happens. And why do you think when there's a Super Bowl in our city of New Orleans, or when there's a Super Bowl in any city, why do you think the sex traffickers, why do you think they bring sex trafficking to that city? Because there are rich and powerful men there who are paying for it. And I'm all for cracking down on and arresting the sex traffickers. But I think a little more emphasis should be placed on the powerful, rich men who create this market. Let's pay more attention to them, too. And let's start busting them. I have an acquaintance who has a sister who had an encounter with Jeffrey Epstein. Her name is Corey, and she joins us on WWL. Corey, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. I want to mention once again that listener discretion is advised here. We're not going to be obscene, but at the same time, we're talking about a mature topic. And as I said earlier, you know, if you've got kids in the car, just dump them off at some corner and then just circle the block and listen, come back and pick them up later. Just kidding about that. Don't do that, because actually somebody might do it. So look, Corey has a really interesting story, and she's going to be honest about who she was. And she's going to be honest about the situation that she was in. But it may shed some light on this person that we're hearing so much about in the news, Jeffrey Epstein, and some of the things that he did. So, Corey, let's start with you were old enough. You were not underage when you had this encounter, and you were a stripper, you were a dancer, and you worked as an escort. And you put an ad in a publication in South Florida, and the ad was answered by Jeffrey Epstein. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And then tell us what happened at that point.
At that point, he had contacted me. And as you mentioned before, this was in a very long time ago. And I'm 35. This happened when I was about 24. And during that time, I was not the best person, obviously. I was doing a lot of things that were not good. And at the time of me answering that call with Jeffrey Epstein, he arranged a date for me to come to his house, his home. At the time, he had a home in Palm Beach, where I lived at the time in Palm Beach County. And he asked if I would come spend a few hours with him. I agreed to come, and my motivation or plan going in there was to rob him. Once I found out where I was going to, everybody knows that's a very rich area, and the type of lifestyle I was living back then, I didn't care. I didn't care about anyone. I just wanted as much money as I could, whenever I could, and I didn't care how I got it or what I did to get it.
All right. So you went with the intent. You went with the intent to rob him. At some point, did you know how you were going to rob him, or were you going to first go into the room with him and then maybe figure it out from there?
We had a plan set in motion. My plan was, of course, I was obviously luring him in with an ad with sex. And once I was in there in the room with him, I had people waiting outside that were then going to enter his home. And then that's when I decided, once I got there, that that was not something that I wanted to do after mm-hmm. speaking with him. Once I arrived there, I was dropped off there. Immediately as I walked in, I noticed there were a lot of pictures on the wall. There were pictures of children. And at first I wasn't really putting like two and two together, or nothing really kind of stuck out until I started like looking more at the pictures. He was very quiet, very, very quiet man. He was just asking me where I was from, you know, how long I had been doing this. Once I went into his bedroom and I saw more pictures, then it hit me like, okay, these aren't his grandchildren. These are, because there's different races of kids in these pictures. And they looked ranging from like toddlers to like young teens, of different races, girls and boys. So I asked him, you know, who are all these people in these pictures? They're obviously not your family. And he kind of just laughed, and he's like, well, I really like to, I'm into photography. I like to take pictures, and I love the youthfulness of children and their vibration, like just their
vibrance.
Pureness about them. Yes, yeah. Pureness about them. And then it kind of, it didn't really hit me yet, because honestly, at the time, my mind was so focused on, okay, like, what does he have? What can we take? What are we going to get? Does he have cash on him? What's here? I wasn't really paying attention at that point. And then he kind of could tell. I started then asking him questions like, what do you do for work? And he didn't exactly tell me who he was. He just kept telling me, you know, I work with a lot of Hollywood producers. I'm very prominent in Hollywood. But I thought he was just making this up. You know, I didn't believe him at all.
Corey, when you had this, when you had this encounter with Jeffrey Epstein, his name was not in the news. I mean, he was in the news once in a while, but you didn't know who he was. You just knew that based on his address, this was one rich guy.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a huge home that we went to. Like I stated, in a very rich area in the city we lived in. So if you're on Palm Beach Island, you know they have a lot of money. So, no, I was not aware who he was. I thought he was making the whole Hollywood thing up, to be honest. And he told me he was kind of a middleman for a lot of very famous people. So once again, in my head, I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. I went into the room.
Can you hold on? I want to take a break here, and then when we come back, let's talk about what happened when you went into the room, and then tell us what happened that caused you to want to leave. I mean, first of all, you're a dancer, you're an escort. You've obviously seen a lot, and in the context of your world, I mean, you were going to rob the guy. So even in the context of that world, something just didn't seem right. And you left. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Corey, thanks for hanging on. I'm Scoot on the Air. We will be right back on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back to our show. I'm Scoot on the Air. We're talking to Corey, and this is the sister of an acquaintance of mine, and I want to once again say that listener discretion is advised here. We're talking about Jeffrey Epstein, and Corey, when she was 24 years old, actually had an encounter with Jeffrey Epstein. She was at his house. It got to the point where she was in his bedroom, and he had basically hired her. She was a dancer. She was an escort at the time, and she put an ad in a local publication in Palm Beach County, and he answered the ad. So here she is at his house. She and some of her friends are there. Her friends are outside of the room, but she had friends there on the outside, and they were going there with the intention of robbing Jeffrey Epstein. Because of where he lived, they knew this guy had a ton of money. Beyond that, they didn't know anything about him. So, Corey, take us into the moment when you're walking into the bedroom, and tell us when you decided you weren't going to rob him.
Well, as I'm walking in the bedroom, I see more pictures of young children everywhere, even to the point they were on his dresser. And that's when I started feeling very uneasy. And I think he saw that, sensed that in my face. He asked me to have a seat. I sat on the bed next to him. And he asked me if I would mind role-playing, because there was a fantasy that he had, which I would need to pretend like I was his daughter. He was coming home from work. I had to call him dad. He was my father. And then he was going to pretend to rape me. Once he told me that, I got very uneasy. I've seen a lot of stuff, been through a lot of stuff, but when we start talking about rape or even pretend rape, I had a really bad, bad feeling in my stomach, to the point, at that point, I didn't even want to rob this man anymore. I felt like if we did something bad was going to happen. Just by his demeanor and how calm he was, and at that point, I told him, you know, I have to go to my car, because at this point I'm very, very creeped out now, with you telling me what you want me to pretend to do. So I immediately text my friends, like, do not come in this house. I'm coming outside. I made an excuse up. I left. Upon me leaving, he called me.
Do you remember what the excuse was? What did you tell him you had to do?
I told him I had toys in my car, and I needed to go downstairs to get all of my stuff, my equipment that was in my car, and I was coming right back up.
Okay. And so he let you go.
He let me go. I didn't want to make a scene, and I was so nervous at that point. I didn't feel comfortable just saying, like, I want to leave. I'm leaving here, because just his whole demeanor about everything, and then in combination with seeing these pictures, and knowing, like, okay, obviously this person has a lot of money, I just started feeling very uneasy about the situation when he asked me to let him pretend to rape me. Mm-hmm. He then called me. He told me, you know, look, I just saw you leave. I saw the car you came in. I don't know what your intention was being here, but you're not going to tell anybody you were here. You're not going to show anybody where I live. You're not going to tell anybody what you saw in my house. And at this point, I'm getting angry now. I'm yelling. I'm telling him, you know, don't threaten me. I don't, you know, you're like a weird pedophile. Obviously, you have pictures of your kids all in your house. And he kind of just laughed. And I told him, you know, if you call me again, I'm going to contact the police, and I'm going to, like, tell the police you have pictures of kids in your house. And he then told me, he kind of just laughed, and he's like, you know, the town of Palm Beach, the police, they work for me, so good luck with that one. And then he then told me if I did tell anyone that I was there, or that he hired me as an escort to come there, that he had very prominent people that could really make my life very difficult, and that I didn't want to do that. He didn't go into detail. He just basically warned me not to say anything, or he would basically try to ruin my life.
At that point, did you feel like he had the power and the ability to follow through?
Honestly, I did not. I was more concerned of, I at that point, I knew, like, something was wrong with him when he asked for me to pretend I was his kid. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when it hit me, like, okay, wow, he likes little kids or something.
Well,
and then the idea of
raping his daughter or anybody for
yeah,
that matter.
Exactly. And that's when I got nervous, like, oh my God, like, will this man kill me? Will he, like, you know? And that's what made me just completely get out of there. And I had no idea who he was or what type of power he had. I just literally thought he was lying about it.
Corey, how did you feel later when all of this hit the news and you realized that this was the man that you were with, this was the man that you rejected. This is the man that told you all those things. How did you feel?
I was very shocked. Not necessarily shocked. I was just, like I said, talking with him and seeing the pictures of kids. I knew there was something there with being like some type of pedophile, but to the mm-hmm. degree of who he was and what he did and having islands and all this stuff that he did, I had no idea at all. I couldn't fathom it. And then seeing it on the news and what happened, I was grateful. I was very like grateful that I listened to my instincts and that I left, that I didn't stay. Because who knows, like, what could have happened if I would have maybe made him upset or, you know, mm-hmm. didn't go along with something. Or God forbid, if I really would have went through and tried to rob this man, he probably could have had me killed. Like, you know, you just never know. So I'm very grateful.
You were 24 years old at the time, and this was about 10 years ago. You're 35 now. With all that we know about Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls and with the pictures that you're talking about, did it seem like you were a little old for him?
At the time, now looking back, like I could see that, you know, and at the time, you know, I looked very young. I probably didn't look a day over 18. So as in that aspect, I had no idea, you know. I didn't know who he was, what he liked, what. But yes, seeing that in the news now, knowing that he targeted kids, children, teens, you know, it was mind blowing.
Did you have any contact with Ghislaine Maxwell?
I did not. Okay. No.
Is he the only person that you saw when you went to the house?
Yeah, he was there alone. It was just him.
Yeah. And again, I have to go back to. The creep factor of this person that you were with. You were a stripper. You were an escort. You were there. This was a part in your life when, you know, you even admit you were not a good person. You were there with friends outside waiting to rob the guy, and you weren't going to have sex with him. You were going to rob him. In that world that you live in, even in that world, what he said and his body language apparently shocked you so much that you just felt like you had to get out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're talking about children, you know, harming children or forcing somebody to do something against their will, as in rape, that was something I've never would have ever done, believed in, condoned, anything. So just seeing the pictures of the kids and then him continuing with this fantasy that he had of raping his daughter, I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, it shows that even in the context of that world that some people would judge you, you had your own set of morality, your own set of lines that you would not go across.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you ever think to share this story with police?
At the time I didn't. It was more so a threat to him to get him to not call my phone or just, you know, kind of leave me alone. But I never thought, you know, mm-hmm. to share this with police at the time or any other time, just because, you know, luckily that was the encounter I had. You know, I wasn't hurt. Nothing happened to me.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't see anyone get hurt myself or anything in that nature. So I was very lucky.
Yeah. I would say you were one of the lucky ones. And at least you were old enough to know to get out before anything happened. Corey, I'm sure it's not easy talking about this part of your life, especially since you have changed and you're not that person anymore. But I appreciate you having the courage to share your story with us.
You're very welcome, and I thank you for your hospitality and making me feel so comfortable to be able to share this story with everybody.
Well, Corey, I appreciate you sharing the story, and again, I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
All right, Corey, thanks for talking with us.
No problem. Take care.
Okay, I mean, interesting story. Fascinating story. What stands out in your mind, Ian, from that that story? I mean, again, in the thing that stands out most to me is in the context of that world that she was living in. She admits she was not a good person, but even in the context of that, this guy was a creep.
The pictures of the children on the walls is
and on his dresser,
skin crawling, just bizarre.
I mean, if you've got pictures of kids on your dresser, what, like in a frame sitting there on your dresser, it's like you have this emotional bond with children.
And the threat to me seemed very, the threat of like, I own the Palm Beach Police Department. I have all these, because we know, I mean, I don't want to drill down a detail too fine and then have it be incorrect, but we know how well politically connected this person was. And I don't think it's outside the bounds of possibility that he might have had people inside the Palm Beach Police or other law enforcement agencies in the area that would run interference for him.
And, you know, the other thing that comes to my mind is, did he have the police on his side because he gave them access to some of his girls?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there had to be some compensation for the police.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the police are going to turn their back on something, maybe they were paid. I mean, we've heard stories about police being paid off to turn their back, so they get something in return. Could it have been girls that they got in return? I know it's really very creepy, but you know, I casually was talking to my acquaintance and. She told me about her sister and having escaped. She said, I have a sister who escaped Jeffrey Epstein. Mm-hmm. And when I got to the station today and I thought, you know, I thought about it last night when I was thinking about preparing for the show and talking about this topic. I wanted to hear her story. And I did take notes when she said, Jeffrey Epstein said, the Palm Beach police work for me.
Right.
And that is haunting. And then what about the names that are being mentioned? Okay, let me set the record straight here. The pilot of his plane said that he saw former President Bill Clinton, former President Donald Trump, Prince Andrew of the royal family, and actor Kevin Spacey. And Kevin Spacey, I mean, that explains maybe why there were pictures of young boys on his wall, because that's Kevin Spacey.
I guess if you're catering to different tastes.
The pilot admits, I never saw them never saw any of these people having sex with underage girls. But there was Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls on the plane. What is Bill Clinton? What is Donald Trump? What is Prince Andrew? What are they doing on this plane? And Prince Andrew in particular has been a high-profile suspect for a long time, and he's not cooperating. I think these people are going to get busted. I mean, I don't know if Clinton and Trump are going to get busted, but I think more is going to come out, and frankly, I think we have a right to know. More than that, I don't think people who have done this should be allowed to get away with it. And Jeffrey Epstein was a sick, demented man who took advantage of his position of power granted to him by his money, and he used it in this way. Now, again, when it comes to Clinton and Trump and Prince Andrew, the pilot didn't see them having sex, but again, why were they on the plane? Where were they going? Hey, Bill, Donald. You know, look, I'm taking a little trip here. I've got some underage girls. We're going out to the island. I don't know. You want to fly along with us? I mean, could it have been that simple? I don't know. There's more on this on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel, as well. If you would like to join us with a comment this afternoon, and for those of you who have been on hold, who want to talk about the abortion case before the Supreme Court, again, I hate talking about abortion, but I'm going to entertain a few calls about that because, again, this is a big issue that does impact society. So if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, obviously Jeffrey Epstein had some dirty little secrets. Interesting conversation with Corey. All right, let's get to some of your comments. Let's go to Metairie. And David, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Oh, hey, Scoot. Yeah, good. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Of course. So I was calling to say a couple of things about the abortion case and then Jeffrey Epstein. And okay. The first comment I wanted to make was I'm absolutely disturbed every time I have to think about Jeffrey Epstein and the horrible things that he's done and the extent at which he's done it.
Yeah.
And I don't think the world is ever going to get over that.
David, as a man, are you mad at somebody like Jeffrey Epstein because he gives all men a bad name?
I don't think he gives all men a bad name.
Well, but he fits that. He does feed that stereotype.
Oh, he definitely does. There's everything can be generalized.
Yeah.
And he definitely hurts the cause. I personally love children. I always have, ever since I was a child myself. And I'm great with kids. I have 2 kids of my own. I love them so much. I would die for them. I would commit my entire life to them many times over if I could. And thinking of anyone hurting a child infuriates me. It really does.
And David, it's really sad because in some ways we're inhibited to sometimes maybe just do innocent things because we're afraid of what somebody else is going to think. For example, if I'm in the grocery store and I see a young girl or a young boy, I look at them and I smile because I'm thinking about my grandkids. Not because I'm, you know, any kind of weirdo, but I mean, I am so conscious about everything that I do now, and it's sad.
That part is sad, but it's good to be conscious about, you know, how people perceive you. You obviously don't want to put anyone off, but I definitely feel you on that. Years ago, I offered to babysit my friend's daughter, who was about less than one at the time, and they wouldn't allow me. Now I've watched her with my then girlfriend, and they didn't have a problem with that. My girlfriend watched them. They didn't have a problem with it. But me doing it by myself, they couldn't let it happen. And it did hurt, and we were friends. But I understood.
Yeah.
And you're right. That's just very unfortunate that it's like that.
It is. So much of our innocence has been lost because of awareness of these perverts. And you had a comment about the abortion case?
I did, unfortunately. And this is probably just my personal opinion. I'm definitely not trying to project this on anyone else. But I certainly hope that everything works out for everyone. And what I mean by everyone is everyone can have their freedoms to make choices. I understand abortion makes a lot of people upset, and they don't believe that abortion should be legal. And I understand that they have their own personal or religious reasons for believing that. However, how I feel about abortion kind of ties in with the issues with Jeffrey Epstein. He was able to solicit sex from young girls with his money. And I really feel like the reason there's so many people who are so easily kind of drawn into that dark sexual underworld with the promise of money is because there's so many people who don't have resources.
Yeah,
and
true.
Where I'm going with this is, imagine a world where abortion is illegal and, you know, regular people can't have abortions. Obviously, very wealthy people could still have abortions if they so choose. How easy would it be to pay a doctor to perform the procedure under the table? I think really easy. And
well,
what
you're saying is that there are people who don't have resources who really have less options.
Exactly. Yeah. If you make abortion illegal, you create more people who have less resources, who have less options.
David, I have to get to a break here, man. I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm really kind of running late here. But thank you so much for calling the show, and thank you for your input into our show this afternoon. It was on this day in 1959, Chuck Berry met a young woman in Juarez, Mexico, after doing a show in El Paso right across the border. He found out she was a runaway, so he invited her on the tour. He took her back to St. Louis to work at his restaurant. He was trying to help her out. That's the good news. Bad news is she was 14, and she ended up going to the police, and Chuck Berry did 20 months in jail. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we're going to give you a chance to win a great Christmas gift. By the way, if you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get back to your calls right after the news at 3 o'clock. It's time for the Caribbean Disney Cruise Line Family Vacation Disney Code Word. The code word this hour is fireplace. Go to the website right now, WWL.com/contest, and enter that word, fireplace, into the contest. You've got a chance to win. And you could win this Disney Cruise for four to the Caribbean. And it starts right here in New Orleans. Four nights, five nights, six nights. It's up to you. And good luck from all of us at WWL. And Disney wishes you good luck as well. The word is fireplace. Go to WWL.com/contest and enter to win. It's the Caribbean Disney Cruise Line Family Vacation. All right, a lot to talk about when we come back on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.